Hey, Rest Friends, what's up? My name is Edie.
And my name is Teddy.
And you're listening to the Rest Friends podcast. We are your Rest Friends, your wrestling best friends. All the good chisme, we have it here. Mm-hmm. And boy, has the shit hit the fan. Mm-hmm. We have read a little bit of the parts of the interview of CM Punk and his ESPN talking to. I don't know what the hell is going on, honestly, Rest Friend.
Rest Friend, I want to say I don't care, yeah. But at the same time, I couldn't wait to see what the fuck he had to say. Well, not what he had to say, what he said, because, you know, there was little rumors that he talked shit about Hangman.
Yeah.
So I was, Rushan, I've been waiting since yesterday.
Oh my gosh. So we have that to talk about. AEW Collision is coming up. We have AEW Dynamite that we're going to be at. Super mm-hmm. excited for that. And then Forbidden Door. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of matches that we're going to talk about and just some more AEW stuff and a little of what's been happening in WWE. So, all right, Rest Friends, let's talk about wrestling.
For the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching around the world.
You know what that means, boys and girls?
The Devils! Settle!
Goodbye and good night. Bang!
All right, Rest Friend. I don't even know what we want to start with, but how have you been?
I've been pretty okay. How about you?
I've been okay too. Oh my God. I got to see a rare sighting of Sergio this morning.
Oh, you did. And you're like, I had not seen Sergio in a while.
I literally said, I don't think I have seen him in months.
Well, so was it basically when Mario was here?
Yeah, probably.
For C2E2?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the last time. Which, when was that? March?
This was the beginning of
April?
April?
Probably. Yeah, it was around Mania. So it was like the first week of April.
There you go.
Wow. That's too long. But I was very, very excited because I saw you get out and I was like, okay. And then I was like, who's that? And I'm like, oh my God, it's Sergio. At a big pop for Sergio. Really great. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Performance.
Yeah, that
and
was
he
cute.
And he just waved. Like,
that's all you get in return.
I was like, oh my God, hi, Sergio. And he's like, he had a little smirk. He held a hand up in the air.
I honestly don't think he noticed how excited you were.
I was very excited. You better tell him.
I will. Don't worry. I will.
Like, everybody talked about you for like 2 whole minutes when I got there. Oh my God, restaurant, you said you had a fun fact about Sergio.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So we were having breakfast and mm-hmm. he tells me that one of his coworkers just brought up that a high school friend sent him a picture of a girl and was like, or this woman, and was like, do you recognize her? And he's like, yeah, we went to high school with her. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that it was Scarlett Bordeaux. So Sergio's coworker went to high school with Scarlett Bordeaux.
What?
And I was like, that's crazy. Imagine.
Like, what a small world.
Exactly. And they were talking about how pretty she was and da 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 da. And I don't know. I thought that was a little fun fact because I didn't even know she was from around here.
Yeah.
And
where was the high school?
In Orland Park.
Oh, wow.
So I guess she grew up in Orland Park around that area.
That's very cool.
And she also graduated from Columbia.
Shut up.
Yes, best friend.
What?
Yes.
No way.
She graduated. It says on Wikipedia.
Interesting.
That's so fun. Yeah. She went to high school in Orland Park and graduated from Columbia College.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have things to talk about with Scarlett. Scarlett, right. If you're listening, we are respectful and you would love us. Absolutely.
I think she would love us.
I love Scarlett Bordeaux. And this is before she started in WWE, because when she was in the indies, mm-hmm. she is a smart businesswoman, okay? And we know that men will buy anything. Mm-hmm. And she was selling like these little kiss cards. So it was like this little card and she would kiss it and like the little lip outline would be there and it was like red and she would autograph it. She would sell these like at 20-25 bucks a pop.
Damn.
And I know she was selling out of these cards. And I don't know if she would like spray them with perfume or whatever. So like you would have the little card and it would smell nice. Literally genius move on her part. She is so good at getting her money. So I applaud that. When women are innovative and smart like that, I'm just like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's hard out here.
Hell yeah. And when you're that beautiful, fuck yeah, take advantage of your beauty.
She's so pretty and she's so nice. Yeah. So love Scarlett. That's a really good fun fact. Yeah, that was fun. Lived up to the name.
Fun. That was fun.
Rest friend.
Yes.
Let's talk about Forbidden Door.
Let's talk about Forbidden Door.
Because we got some matchups and oh my goodness. I am excited. We're going to get Okada and Danielson.
We only have what? There's only six matches announced, right? Yeah. And they already...
Which they announced three alone during Dynamite
during
this
Dynamite,
week.
Exactly. And that already... First of all, seeing that Sonata, what's it called, like sent out a challenge, an open challenge for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. I was like, I wonder who's going to answer this. Jungle Boy answers. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's, you wouldn't think of that pair of that pairing or that matchup, but good on Jungle Boy. I think this is going to be really, really good for him.
Yes.
We know that Jungle Boy has had pretty phenomenal matches in the past. I keep going back to the one he had with Cody, right? I think like during the pandemic when they were still... at Daly's place, and just what great matches that he's had, and what how he's grown as a performer, as an entertainer. It's just so good. And I know that he is working his way up to that championship.
Yes.
So even just being able to see a little bit more of his skill in this match is going to be crazy.
Hell yeah. Listen, anyone that could survive Christian's bullying.
Oh, I would not be able to do a rest friend.
Me neither, rest friend. I would not be walking up to Sonata like, you know what? It'll be me. Because I wouldn't even be able to survive Christian's bullying. Like, if my dad died and Christian talked shit to me about my dad, I'd be like, no, I'm done. This is
I'm done. This is over. Why you do me like that, bro? On national television? And Christian is a very intimidating guy, rest friend. We've been in his presence.
Yes.
He is very intimidating, very tall. And I feel like even if he, like, laughed at me, I'd be like, no, this is not good.
You know, I'm used to seeing Goofy. Because when Edge and Christian had their podcast, Sergio and I used to love listening to it. And then they got their show on the WWE Network. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I loved them so much. And I was always laughing. So I expected to meet Goofy Christian, to be honest. I was not expecting to
be, like, serious.
Be
Christian.
So intimidated. Right. In a good way, though. This isn't in a bad way.
Yeah, he was just serious.
Yes.
Really wasn't, like, playing around, but... Yeah, Jungle Boy, props to him. And I think this is a good booking decision. I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too.
What else you got?
Oh, no, I was going to say, you were talking about Danielson and Okada, which is obviously going to be a fucking banger. Something that a lot of wrestling fans have been waiting for a long, 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 long time.
And we got to see Okada perform live already once.
Yes.
So
I've seen him twice.
Oh my God, best friend. Amazing.
Well, I literally have Okada bucks because I saw him at All In. Yeah, so I was able to get some Okada bucks. I have a couple of those. I'm freaking
probably
rich.
Worth a lot of money.
In Okada's world, I'm rich, best friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I could afford a Birkin or two, okay. I think. Okay.
You got that Okada on deck.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. But yeah, watching him in person is so surreal, isn't it, best friend? Like,
it's crazy because you hear the song. And then just the way that the crowd reacts alone.
The coin flip. It's the coin
crazy.
Flip.
It's crazy. It's the coin flip, best friend.
Yeah.
And as soon, I hadn't heard his theme song before that. And I added that shit immediately to my wrestling playlist. He's just so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but that man, he's got an energy around him. And you witness it when he comes out. Mm-hmm. And then when he gets in the ring, it's completely different. It's crazy. It's something really, really special. And I can only imagine with the intensity of Bryan Danielson.
Yes.
That is going to hit so hard for us, friend. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I am very excited because I'm going to watch this with my dad. And I know my dad's probably going to have so much popcorn. I have a popcorn story, restaurant. Oh, my God. Which we'll get to after this.
Okay.
But I am very, very excited about this pay-per-view. And there's going to be more pay-per-views after this that they have to live up to also, you know. All Out, All In.
Yes.
And we're also going to talk about that. But Danielson, I'm going to be wearing my Blackpool Combat Club tee.
Okay, restaurants, you're going to be representing.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yes. You know, I'm excited because Danielson is going to bring out a side of Okada that I love. I love, what do you call, why was I about to say abusive? Not abusive. What is the
aggressive.
Word I'm looking? Aggressive. Yes. There you go. Yes. Abusive. Aggressive Okada. So I'm also very excited for that. But I'm going to be rooting for Okada because right now I have, you know, a little beef with Danielson. And
No, completely understandable. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But sometimes he'd be saying some questionable stuff.
Exactly, Rush
friend. Especially even this past weekend. And I've noticed it. He acts a certain way with Yuta. And I know this is purposely, right? Storyline.
Yeah,
for the future.
But it hits.
And it hits rest friend, because I'm just like, you guys, no, we're the Blackpool Combat Club. We're the Blackpool Combat Club, guys. Come on, we can't be doing this. So when Yuta lost, he was very, very disappointed. But then even when Yuta, you know, he pins a certain way and he'd be like, I wouldn't have done it like that.
Yes, he said, because he pinned Kenny. Like
yes.
And he had something to say about the pin. Like, that's like, not how I would have done it.
He said, that's not how I would have done it. Or, you know, we didn't teach him how to do this. Like, sir, please. He'd be mad aggressive. But I know if it was Daniel Garcia in there, he wouldn't have anything to say about Daniel Garcia. So this is all future storyline. And I know that that's what they're working
on. No, for sure.
But I catch that stuff. And, you know, when you're watching at home, you're just like, why are you saying that? You don't have to say that. That's rude.
Yeah, that's so true. And I love that. I mean, obviously, a lot of them do this when they're heels and then they're on commentary. They want to say something nice about their opponents or whoever their people are wrestling, right? But at the same time, they're heels. Yeah. So they have to be mean. So they'll say something nice about, like, they say something nice about the Young Bucks. And then, I mean, Danielson said something nice about the Young Bucks. But then immediately he had to follow it up with, like, okay, but they're garbage. Back. Like,
yeah, but you're not me. Right. And then even when he was, like, I think Taz said something, like, or maybe Excalibur, about, like, this is what happens when you're in the Blackpool Combat Club. Like, and he's like, you know, I'm at my best. Wheeler's at his best. Claudio's at his best. Yes. Mox is on his best. And that's what happens when you train with Blackpool Combat Club. And then he's like, I wouldn't have done it like that. Like, come on, bro. We can't catch a break with Danielson. And I have yet to meet him. I still, like, he's my next meet and greet. I have to meet Danielson.
Wow.
But I feel like when I talk to him, I'm only going to talk about Brie.
That would be crazy. Meeting Danielson would be crazy.
I'm going to be like, oh my God, I love Brie so much. He's going to be like, okay, what about me? You paid to meet me.
Right. He's going to be like,
he's gonna be like, that's nice.
I don't see Brie here.
That's nice.
And you're going to be like, oh, well, yeah. Well, can you just tell her?
Well, can you tell her that I said, that's what happened with Adam, best friend. In our last 5 seconds with Adam Cole.
Yeah, we were literally. Like, say hi to Britt.
And he said, okay. I know he did not go back and tell Britt that we loved
her. I think he did.
Oh, maybe.
I think he's like, you know what? Adam Cole would. I think he would. I feel like that's something Adam Cole Bebe would remember. Like, these girls just wanted me to tell you they said hi and they love you. And she was probably like, oh, cool.
So I'd be like, wonderful.
Okay, well, the next match for Forbidden Door, that's just Rush Friend. Already, like, I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to expect. Uh-oh. But Hiroshi Tanahashi against MJF. When Tanahashi...
Rush Friend.
Challenge MJF, and MJF is like, yeah, no, I was cracking up Rest Friend. I'm like, he's a moron.
Rest Friend, first of all, they played this video clip.
Right.
He comes on, and I was like, oh my God, what's happening? Oh my God. And then he's like, MJF. And I was like, no, not MJF. And then they cut to Renee and MJF backstage and
being rude, like always.
Being rude. And he's like, no, nah, not doing that. No. With New Japan, the Indie Fest, please. Rest Friend.
He knows what he's saying. It's oh my God. And I cannot stand him.
The fact that he was like, I've no showed before.
Right.
And the audacity.
And he's just so rude. He just told Renee, like, okay, you can leave now.
Yeah.
Like, he's so rude, Rest Friend. I do not understand why you love him so much.
But that match is never so will. Good, Rest Friend.
So good. I don't know what to expect,
MJF
to be honest.
Better step it up with his jacket. That's what I'm going to say. Because I know that our fashionable man is going to come out here and really kill it. Not MJF.
Oh, I was like, who's our fashionable man? Who's we? Who's our? The way I was looking at you.
You were stressed, Rush Friend. I'm so sorry.
Oh, we're talking about Tanahashi.
Yes, talking about Tanahashi and his hair. And he always comes out with the best jackets.
Yes.
So I just know that. That's why I'm saying MJF has to step it up. Because Tanahashi comes out super fashionable.
You're right. You know what? MJF has had one... not outfit, right? But I guess, what do you call it? Gear?
Yeah.
Set of gear that I liked. And that was the one that he wore for, what was it? Oh, Full Gear 2022.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Do you remember?
2021,
I'm sorry. Jacket? Did it have print? What was it?
2021, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Full Gear 2021. It was like lavender, you don't remember? Like
his little lavender chonies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was just different for him.
It was different and it looked nice.
So he needs something different this time around.
Yeah, because sometimes he comes out looking a little tacky with all that print.
With all the print, and then sometimes it's a little too plain. Like this past Dynamite, he just came out in the black trunks that said the MJF on the side. And I said, sir, you're a champion. You need to be bedazzled.
Yeah.
That's always my first thing.
MJF is someone that I would have thought would come out bedazzled.
Yeah.
I never imagined Hangman would come out bedazzled.
but
and Hangman's been giving Hangman us looks. Amazing, yes,
okay? Hangman serves looks.
Yes.
Yeah. Amazing.
Absolutely. And I said, I think I said six in the beginning. There was only four announced. I do not know why I said six.
I thought there was three because Orange Cassidy and then Zack Sabre Jr. popped up. And I was like, oh my God, are they going to fight each other? But then they were like, oh, it's going to be on Dynamite, which we're going to see, Russ, friend.
Yes, we are.
That's gonna be so crazy.
And you were just talking about Zack Sabre Jr. Sergio and I were talking about this, Russ, friend, because he listened to the podcast. Uh-huh. And he's he just thinks it's funny that you have, like, a crush on him now. He's like, she has to see more. I'm like, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, she has to see more of him because, Russ, friend, you will fall for this man even more. I cannot
it's
with him.
It's not like a crush.
It's going to be.
But I'm like, I think he's really, really cool. He's goofy. Really like his wrestling style. And if you said he's funny, Russ, friend, oh my God. Like, I love Orange Cassidy because simply the fact that that man is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then he can wrestle. But I've never seen someone wrestle the way that Zack Sabre Jr. does.
I cannot wait for this.
And then when he came out for, because we saw him wrestle. This is not the, you know, this isn't new, Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah.
We have seen him wrestle at Forbidden Door when Claudio debuted. Mm-hmm. But I was not looking at Zack Sabre Jr. versus Claudio.
Right.
I was not paying attention. My fists were in the air. I was like, oh my God, punch in the air. Claudio's here. We're waiting for the swing. We were too excited on Claudio for, I couldn't even pay attention to who Zack Sabre Jr. was. Facts. Or the way that he was wrestling. So I might have to go back and rewatch that match.
Yeah.
Just to see what I missed, because what I saw during that GCW show was literally insane. Like, he had these people up, like, in pretzel positions, Russ Friend.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah, he is insane, Russ Friend.
Really innovative, and yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah,
that
me
we're
too.
We're going to be able to see him live.
I'm so excited too, Russ Friend. I'm so, so, so excited. You definitely have to go watch his New Japan matches.
Yeah.
He's goofy as fuck. I think what also makes him even goofier is his accent. He has his English accent, and you're going to love him. You're going to love him. But the other match that was announced was Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay. And this is, again, another match that fans have been looking forward to, that fans have been waiting for. Me, personally, I'm excited for it. Yeah. I'm not too, like, about it. But anytime we're going to watch Kenny Omega wrestle, he's, you know, it's going to be crazy. He's iconic. And, again, someone like Will Ospreay, who I don't really care to talk about, but I'm not going to lie, he's good.
He's good.
He's good at what he does. He is very, very good. So I'm also looking forward. All of these matches that we just talked about, all four of them, beautiful.
Beautiful
chef's
matches.
Kiss.
So let's talk a little bit more about Kenny and Will Ospreay. I showed my dad the Dynamite where it was the main event and we were looking at the books. And I'm like, Dad, you have to watch this because literally the ending of Dynamite was insane. And I was struggling internally to show loyalty.
Yeah.
Because it was the Blackpool Combat Club versus the Bucks and Hangman. Mm-hmm. And first of all, looks, okay? Looks were being served.
Yes.
1,000%. My dad loves the Young Bucks. He's a huge fan of the Young Bucks restaurant. He was here for it.
Okay.
He loves the crazy colors. He loves the Jordans. My dad wants to get Jordans so bad.
Yeah.
Because the Young Bucks come out in Jordans.
That's so cute.
And see, that's where I get my heavily influenced from.
Yeah, you do. There
because
you go.
Because I don't take a lot of convincing. You can just show up and I'll be like, okay, sure, why not? I'll take three. And we were watching this match. Really, really good. And, you know, Yuta got pinned, unfortunately, which I think is terrible for the story. But my dad was like, finally, they got a win. They've been getting beat up every week. So he was pressed about the Bucks and Hangman not winning.
Yeah.
So then, you know, Claudio and Mox get back in the ring, start beating up the Bucks and Hangman. And then we hear music. And lo and behold, it's Eddie Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, Eddie Kingston. Oh, my God. I was freaking out. And there was an internal battle between Eddie Kingston and Mox. And the Bucks start beating him up. Guess who comes out, his friend? Takeshita. And I was like, oh, my God, Takeshita. I cannot. I was like, what's going to happen? I love Takeshita.
Yeah.
He came out with his fancy jacket, which I'm here for, his friend.
Yeah.
That little embroidered jacket that he's got works for him. 10 out of 10.
Okay.
And he hits Eddie, and I was like, oh, no, not my boys fighting, Russ friend. I can't have this. Mm-hmm. I cannot have this. And
literally all your boys in there.
Literally all my boys were in there. Mm-hmm. All Blackpool Combat Club. Then you had Eddie. Then you had Takeshita. And then you hear Kenny's song, and Kenny comes out, guns blazing, without a shirt.
Uh-huh.
Which, I'm so confused, Russ friend. Is that man just hanging out backstage in some some jeans and some tennis shoes? I feel like we talked about this last
week. We did talk about this.
This is exactly what I said last time. He was literally backstage with no shirt on. And he just ran out in his jeans and his gym shoes.
He was probably getting a massage, restaurant. I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like.
Explainable. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That checks out.
By who?
I don't know.
Can't sabe, you know. Pero.
Interesting.
Very interesting. As soon as I saw Takeshita come out, I was like, because Takeshita
was gear. Like, he was in his gear. The jacket, not in gear, but like, still, you can fight. Kenny literally came out in jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah. I don't know.
One-armed push-ups backstage, probs. He was like, I don't want to sweat my shirt.
Sure as fuck.
Probably.
Photo shoot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cutting another commercial for the game.
You know that man is busy, Russ Friend.
Probably.
So we never know what he was doing. But he came out there and he helped his buddies.
Yeah. Kenny, you can call us to confirm or deny.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let's have a conversation, Kenny.
Call us on a Russ Friend's hotline.
It's like, not a conversation.
He's like, I thought you guys just wanted to know what I was doing. And now you're going to have a conversation? So Kenny comes out.
FaceTime us.
Yes. Kenny comes out. And the crowd is crazy, Russ Friend.
Yeah.
They were hyped. And then Takeshita and Kenny start going at it, which I really want this match, Takeshita versus Kenny. And they were fighting, and, you know, Takeshita was not doing too hot. And next thing you know, someone comes out of the audience, and it's Will Ospreay.
Mm-hmm.
And what a way to continue the hype or to add hype to this, because did we need to see Ospreay? No. Was it cool to see him there?
That was really badass.
But... this match is going to be so good. I know everyone's going to jizz their pants for this match.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So much happened. It's like, I'm so glad that they're continuing Eddie's and Moxley's story.
Yeah.
And the way that he was just brought out, mm-hmm. for them to then bring out Takeshita.
Yeah.
And continuing that Takeshita and Callis story with Kenny. So then Kenny comes out, mm-hmm. and okay, that's not over. Now they're going to bring out Ospreay. That was beautiful. The sequence was just beautiful.
It was timed out so well.
Yes.
And it was a lot of simulation, which I think is always good.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. What a wonderful episode.
And now we're going to be there Wednesday. Like, I just hope they give us a good ass show.
Yeah.
Especially after what we're going to have to go through tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to need dynamite.
Well, cutting to Forbidden Door and like the things that we just recapped, I know we had mentioned a little bit of Dynamite. We had a fantastic opening match at Dynamite. We got to see MJF go against Adam Cole, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Rest Friend, what did you think about this match? Because I have thoughts.
Oh my gosh, Rest Friend. First of all, amazing.
Yeah.
Great. Beautiful. I was cooking while I was watching the match, mm-hmm. and I was upset that I had to keep looking away, but it was so, so good. And in the beginning, I love how in the beginning they made it look like Adam Cole, baby, was just not, he wasn't going to live up, ¿cómo se dice? Like keep up with MJF, right? Because MJF was just
MJF was everywhere. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, but you know that Adam Cole, baby, was going to get his momentum back, mm-hmm. and he did. And they made us feel and think that he was going to win this championship. Yeah. For a second there, I felt like there's no way they're going to do it. It does feel like a little, like it is too soon. I know I said before, and we said in the podcast last week that, well, I said that I'm ready for him to be champ, and I am. I'm ready for Adam Cole, baby, to be champ anytime, right? Mm-hmm. But it did feel like, no, they're not going to take the belt from MJF like this already.
Yeah.
So the way that they made that work, beautiful. I love it. It didn't take away anything from MJF or from Adam Cole, baby. Mm-hmm.
That was literally, I think, the smartest way they could have played
it.
Because if it would have been, you know, they did have that mishap with the ref, and that's when everybody was like, oh, no, this is how it's going to end, you know, with the ref.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out for him. You know, Adam Cole took the belt, hit him with it, and the ref, you know, was counting. But then still, MJF was able to, you know, kick out. And I think that, I don't know, just watching this whole match, I was like, it was a roller coaster of emotions, restaurant, because I'm like, I love Adam Cole, and he's doing so well. Was I worried because they were doing some crazy stuff? Absolutely. And then they went through a table.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. I totally forgot that matches can only go 30 minutes, or unless it's specifically stated that you can go to like, oh, 60 minutes. But literally, when I heard Justin Roberts be like 10 minutes, I was like, oh, okay, 10 minutes, cool. But I really thought Adam was, and everything had to work out so perfectly for them to be like, oh, okay, there was 1 second left, and that's the 1 second that you didn't get to get the three. That shit was genius.
Yes, yes, it was.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God. It was so beautiful.
Yep, I agree.
Fuck everyone who talks shit about Adam Cole, because Adam Cole is a fantastic wrestler. People who body shame him, they're still talking about that shit.
Oh my God, what?
People are like, oh, this even happened to some of my coworkers that are like, you know, Adam Cole, he doesn't look like a champion. And I was like, fuck you.
You don't look like a champion.
Fuck. It's just like, that's why I went on Twitter afterwards. I'm like, all the people who talk shit about Adam Cole, eat your motherfucking words, because he goes there, you know, he's been going out there every week proving that he can still go and that he is a champion. He will be a champion.
Yeah.
So we love Adam Cole. This is an Adam Cole household.
In this household,
yes,
we support Adam Cole, baby, all day, every day.
You know, I was just watching a TikTok, and I think he was being interviewed by Chris Van Vliet, I think, mm-hmm. or it might have been someone else. I want to say it was that one. But he was talking about how he came up with the Adam Cole Bebe,
yeah,
and how it was one of the guys from Eminem who kept saying, like, oh, man, what's his real name? He kept saying, like, oh, Jonathan something. I want to say that his name was Jonathan. So sorry if his name is not that. But he kept saying his name, and Adam Cole was like, damn, that's so smart, because – you know, if you don't know anything about wrestling, and if by the end of the night you don't remember a single match, you remember this guy's name because he kept saying it throughout the whole show. So he's like, oh, so I, you know, remembered that, you know, Jericho was one of my favorite wrestlers, and Jericho was, he would go out there and say, like he would do poses in the middle of the ring and say something, Bebe or some shit. So he's like, so I was going to incorporate that. I was just going to say Adam Cole. And he said, I think in the beginning it was Baby, mm-hmm. but then it got more obnoxious when it became Bebe. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is such a cool story. I'm going to see if I can find the TikTok to repost it on our Instagram story.
Okay.
But I was like, man, that is so cool, because just the way that things happen, mm-hmm. and, you know, some people start out with different gimmicks and, you know, different characters. But I think it's cool when wrestlers are able to, like, tell those little stories. Because I was like, oh, my God, wrestling, I was so entertained this morning listening to that.
Yeah.
I said, yes, Adam Cole, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Good for him. Love Adam Cole.
Love Adam Cole, baby. Like we said, we in this house, we support him.
Yeah. Really amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so good. Let me go back to this popcorn story that I had.
Yes, tell the popcorn story.
So I don't know if you know this, but you can just go to an AMC theater and buy popcorn. Mm-hmm. You don't have to watch a movie. The moment my dad figured this out, restaurant,
he went.
It was over.
Okay.
My dad absolutely loves popcorn. So what he does, so a little background on this. My dad and I love going to the movies. He's been taking me to the movies since I was probably like 4. So like I remember the first movie that I ever saw ever in the movie theater was Van Helsing.
Okay.
Because my dad just took me to go see all the boy movies because he was lonely. So my mom would not go with him. So I think the first movie I saw was Van Helsing. The second one was Daredevil. And then the third one was like The Incredible Hulk. Literally every action movie ever I watched because of my dad.
Yeah.
So he gets a number one. And a number one is like a large popcorn and you get a large drink.
Uh-huh.
But he gets that one because you can get a refill on the popcorn. So he thinks he saves money. You don't save money when you go to the movie theaters, okay? I'm going to tell you that.
That's so fucking true.
You don't save money. So what he does is he'll take a little plastic bag, a little Ziploc baggie. Or sometimes even like a bag from Ross or like Pete's Market or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll order that. We'll go find our seats. He will take the bucket of popcorn, dump it in the plastic bag, and then go back to concessions to get his refill so he doesn't have to go during the movies.
Yeah.
Rest friend, tell me what we look like in the middle of the fucking aisles with our Ross bag, Pete's Market dollar store bag, filled with popcorn while my dad has the actual bucket.
Best friend, I think that is nothing compared to people taking meals.
Best friend, we do that. Let me tell you.
Well, then that's nothing compared to taking the meals, best friend.
There is a McDonald's before we get to our
theater.
We don't do it this often, but like sometimes my dad will be like, oh my God, I really want a cheeseburger. So we'll go and buy cheeseburgers, put them in my mochila or my purse, whatever. I have to take my big purse anytime we go restaurant because we will take snacks in there. I take my hot Cheetos. Same. I take water, little maybe snacks or whatever. So then we're there eating cheeseburgers with our plastic bag. But restaurant, we are the worst people to go to the
No, restaurant.
But like I know that there's people who take like full on meals, like meat.
Yes,
like takeout.
Like meals that they're gonna smell.
Yes. And can't do it.
I can't do that either. No, I remember one time. I mean, I was young and stupid. Yeah, me and a whole bunch of friends, we took beer with us, And it was so stupid, so fucking stupid. But we snuck in beer in there. We were drinking beer during the movie. Like, that beer was going to do anything to us, right? I think we each had, like, a bottle of, like, I don't know, Corona or something. Yeah. And it's, like, so fucking stupid. Oh, but that is such a cute story, restaurant, because, first of all, my mom loves popcorn, too. Mm-hmm. And I haven't told her that you can just go buy popcorn. Because if she were to find out, she'd be like, llévenme ahorita. When we go to Target and if they have popcorn and she smells it, she wants popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes what stops her is at a lot of places, like, it's stale.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, she loves popcorn. So I can't wait to tell her this story, my friend. That is so cute. But, like, you talking about how your dad would take you to the movies. Uh-huh. And they, I know that you love going to the movies. Because you're all, anytime a movie comes out, you're there watching it. Not any movie. Not just any movie. But you do love going to the movies.
I do.
And I think that's so cute. They're going to movies with your dad. Shout out to Carlos. I cannot wait for him to be on the podcast.
And that's half of the story.
Oh, that's only half of the story.
Wait till I tell you. So officially, I think it was last week, he wanted to go. Oh, my mom and I went to Ross because my mom and I love shopping. My dad hates shopping. But he's like, oh, you know what? The AMC is over there. I can go and get popcorn. So there we are in the parking lot. He parked in the handicapped spot restaurant. My mom moved right away, though. But he's like, I need to go get my popcorn. So we get in line. The movie theater is full, restaurant, full of people. And my dad is not a patient man. You know this, restaurant.
Yeah.
He's very impatient.
When it comes to driving, I know that.
Driving, when it comes to life, my dad's a very impatient person. So we get there and we just tell him, hey, is it okay if we buy popcorn? We're not going to watch a movie. We're just going to buy popcorn. So they let us in and we get in line, the long line, restaurant. My dad, so patient, so quiet. Because he was a little kid, gonna get his toy.
He's gonna get his popcorn.
He's gonna fucking get his popcorn.
I think we're gonna say that he was gonna act like a Karen or
something. No. Rest fine. You know, my daddy will be the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was so patient, so chill. He was like, Calladito, rest fine. Hands to himself. You know.
Not even fighting with you.
Not even fighting with me, rest fine.
Wow.
And we get to the front of the line after like 10, 15 minutes, which is a long time for my dad, okay? Long time. He's like, hey, you know, can I get, we had already decided what we were going to order. I was like, we're not going to get the drink. We'll do two large popcorns and then we'll ask if they can like put it in a bag for us so we can go. And the guy, he serves us our two bags and then he's like, oh, are you guys just going to take these? He's like, you should order the mega bag next time. And my dad was like, the mega bag? Restaurant, you know where I'm going with this. My dad was like, the mega bag? What is that? And the guy was like, oh, it's the equivalent to three large popcorn buckets, and you get two tubes of butter, of liquid butter, restaurant, like a whole thing of olive oil they give you to put over your thing. Uh-huh. He's like, so you get one giant bag, and then you get the two things of butter. And he's like, you know what? Do you just want to do that? He's like, I can cancel this and we'll do that. And my dad was like, yeah, yeah, let's do that. So they had just made a fresh batch of popcorn, restaurant. We were in line. That shit was popping. It was overflowing. Right. And I was like, wow, dad, hasta tuvo suerte.
Right.
Like that he was being patient and the world rewarded him by fresh popcorn. So this guy pulls out the biggest bag I've seen in my whole life, restaurant. Like the ones you get, like you see at carnivals. Like the big.
I was gonna ask.
It was literally like this big.
The
restaurant.
Tube looking.
Yes,
one.
The tube ones.
So
a
cute.
Giant. It was a giant fat bag. So they put three large buckets of popcorn, and it was still like not full all the way. Mm-hmm. So this guy goes back to the fucking popcorn machine, fills it up all the way. You can't close it because it's so big. And then he proceeds to get a giant tub of butter. And little plastic empty containers that he had. So he starts pouring the butter into that. And literally, guess how much this was?
I don't know.
$15.
No fucking way.
Cheaper than the whole fucking meal. Than you would like a large popcorn and Coke.
Exactly, like
and
the
you
combo.
Can, yeah, you can go and order it, just regular. You can ask for the mega bag. It's $15.
And it's just like a movie. A lot of people have said, why don't you just go to the store and buy popcorn? Mm-hmm. It hits different.
Yeah,
movie theater different. Popcorn. Oh my First God. Of all, it's already popped. You don't want to go home and pop the popcorn, popcorn in your microwave.
Exactly.
It just hits different. So holy shit, restaurant, when my mom hears this.
Yes, the mega bag. It's
the
crazy.
Mega bag. She's going to be like, here's $15. Go give me the mega bag.
And imagine the look on my mom's face. When she was waiting and we walk out there with a giant bag of popcorn My mom was even surprised. She's like, oh my God, that took a long time. She's like, I'm surprised that you were in there for that long. And she's like, but no, I understand. You were getting your popcorn. And I'm like, ma, ¿por qué crees que estaba tan calmado? Porque ahí estaba y luego las palomitas estaban saliendo, bien calmadito. I was like, nunca en mi vida lo he visto así. Nunca, ma. And she's like, no, mija, es que, ay, ya sabes tu padre. And I was like, yep. Yep, I fucking do.
Who's holding the popcorn walking
My
out?
Dad.
All happy.
Absolutely. He gave me the bucket of butter to hold. A mess.
I love it so much.
So now you guys know. You can go to the AMC movie theaters and get a mega bag, and it's $15.
Yeah.
And it's the equivalent to three large popcorn buckets. So the more you know, here on Rest Friends, you'll learn it all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rest Friend. Thank you for that information.
Oh, man.
All the popcorn lovers are going to be happy.
Let's get back to wrestling. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk a little bit about what's been going on in WWE.
Okay.
We have two new championship belts for the women, Rest Friend.
Yes, we do.
What do you think about how they look? Because they are very similar to the men's new belts. So Asuka is the new Undisputed Champion. And I think Rhea is the champion of the world. Is that correct?
I saw that it was world championship.
Maybe it's not like the correct verbiage, but I'm close to it.
Okay.
I do think Rhea's title is beautiful.
Me too.
I love it.
I thought it was very, I saw some tweets that people weren't liking them, mm-hmm. and I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah. And I think Seth's belt is also very beautiful. So mm-hmm. I think just them being together is a really, really nice title. I do like the strap. I like the mm-hmm. gold. I like that it's, you can literally see the world, which that's how I tell them apart, because one of them literally has the world on it.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other one. But yeah, and then that championship looks big.
Yes, it does.
And not to say anything about Rhea's size or whatever, but like, you know, Rhea is
she's a powerhouse.
She's powerhouse. She's really powerful, and she's just like, I think she's got like wider shoulders, but it's even like big on her. So I could only imagine what it would look like. Like, let's say someone like, you know, Zelina.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine? Like mm-hmm. that title is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing. I think Rhea is just, oh my God, Rhea's so beautiful. I love her.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And her with the championship. And now that just adds a whole another element, because I think that's so funny that, you know, in the Judgment Day, she is like the powerful one.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now the one with the title.
I love that.
And the fact that Dominic Mysterio comes out here every week to talk shit about Cody Rhodes, now Rose Friend. And then we're going to get a match.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that picture where he just, what is it? It's the four of them. And the picture that they have where they always promote Judgment Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's holding a picture of Cody on a, what is it, like a book
he's
or something?
So
I don't
dumb.
Know. But I was like, what is going on here? And that's how I found out that now they're feuding.
Yeah. What a fun little feud. Not like little to like diminish it, but like I think it's a fun, good pause. Do I think Cody should have been champion? Absolutely. but I'm trying to move past that, you know?
I'm trying to move on.
I'm trying to move on. But I think this is a nice feud. I think it'll only bring good stuff for Dominic.
Yeah.
Because I think Dominic was missing, you know, some element of fighting. And I think Dominic can go. I really want him to be in the Money in the Bank match, which I don't think is going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think you can do a little shenanigans there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be fun. But yeah, I think this is fun. The way that he slapped Cody and hid behind Rhea. Restaurant.
I did not see this.
You didn't see this?
No.
Restaurant, you have to see it because, let me see if I can pull it up right here. Because literally, Dominic slapped Cody and he literally ran his ass behind Rhea.
I love that they're continuing that story that way, because no one would believe that in that relationship, Dominic would be the one that wears the pants.
Rhea is so amazing.
They need to do like skits where they go to like order food or a store and act like complete Karens, because they look like that couple. They look like that couple that you just don't want to deal with, you know?
Yeah. Mm. I love this feud. I think it's a really, really good idea. Something fun.
Something different, I guess, for Cody.
I feel like a lot of times, you know, wrestling is so serious that you're just like, have fun. Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. It's not, it's like, yeah, you're right. I was going to say it's not always our fault as fans, but that's not what you said. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's, have you been keeping up with WWE? What are you?
No, Rest Friend. Okay. I know nothing about WWE. I did see the belts, which mm-hmm. I'm glad. I like changes. Yeah. I don't mind having different belts here and there. I think the old ones are iconic on their own, and I think it was time for a change.
Time for change, yeah.
I really was expecting worse because, like I said, I first saw people's reactions online, and then I saw the belts, and I was like, I do not think they're bad at all.
Yeah, and same thing with, like, the initial titles. I know a lot of people had problems with it, but I was like, they're not bad.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people are very critical, too critical
sometimes. I mean, we're not, you know, you can't please everyone.
Can't please everyone, exactly. We're on the same page on that restaurant.
But no restaurant, nothing on WWE, to be honest.
Well, that's all I got for WWE.
Okay.
That was the last thing. I think the Judgment Day and Cody right now is a good feud. We have Money in the Bank coming up, so that should be really interesting. Do you know who's in the Money in the Bank ladder match for the men's? So it's Ricochet, LA Knight, Santos Escobar.
Okay.
And I'm blanking on like two other people that are in it. Let me look it up. But I do have a favorite to win that match. I think the people that I wanted in that match are not in it. So I'm like, that's a shame.
I'm assuming your dad is going for his boy Ricochet?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I think my dad is just something else. Restaurant. The other day I did laundry. Well, while I'm looking this up. So I was doing laundry the other day. In my mom always checks my dad's pockets.
Yeah.
And she found a dollar in there the other day. And she gave me the dollar. And I was like, yes. My dad was so mad that I got his dollar. But she gave me the dollar and then she continued to do the laundry. So yesterday, so she will put the laundry in and I will take it out and I fold it and everything, right? So why yesterday was I pulling out the things out of the la lavadora and things start falling out? And it was like noises. I kept hearing noises. Like anytime I pulled clothes out, I was like, what the fuck is happening? So I looked down and there's a teeny tiny shell. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So my parents have been on a huge pistachio binge. And every week, like, they'll, you know, they get the little pistachio baggie. Y ahí se las comen en la sala, right? My dad, instead of throwing them away, would put the shells in his pocket. He was putting them in his pocket. And my mom, that's the pocket that my mama did not check because, I guess, you know, she found the dollar. She's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And what a fucking mess. So I pull the shorts out. And the out shells. Come the fucking shells, restaurant. And I was like, oh, my God. Because not only did they make a mess inside the washing machine, now there was nuts all over the floor.
Oh, no.
Fucking little shells
right
all over the floor.
Shells, yeah.
And I go upstairs. I pick a couple of them up. And I go upstairs and I show my mom. And I haven't even told my dad this restaurant that I found the fucking shells in his pocket.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, adivina qué? And she's like, ¿qué, mija? And I was like, en los chores que buscaste donde me hice el dólar, my dad, I was like, look at these. Look at these shells. And she's like, ay, mija, se me olvidó chequear ese. And I was like, Mom, are you kidding me? And I was like, or it could have been this jacket because my mom, she's like, oh, I didn't check the jacket either. And I was like, oh, my God. Guilty. Both of you.
I cannot believe that.
Things be happening in my house, restaurant. I swear to God.
It's so funny you mentioned a pistachio binge because I had gone to Costco a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the pistachios and I wasn't going to grab pistachios, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought about it, but I'm like, I don't feel like spending $10 on pistachios right now.
They're expensive.
They're so expensive. Then Costco employees like, I recommend those, the Kirkland brand. He's like, if you're looking, the Kirkland brand. And I had bought them before. And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. But since he said that, I'm like, you know what? Now I want pistachios. So I grabbed my bag of pistachios. Best friend, that shit lasted like a week. And I'm the only one that ate them.
Mm.
And if you've seen the Costco bag of pistachios, they're huge, best friend. Huge. And I finished that shit in a week.
Oh, my God.
But I did not put the shells in my pocket. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly, best friend. Moral of the story, you threw that shit away.
I just think it's so funny, though. Like, I can't. I'm just picturing you grabbing the ropa out of the washing machine
friend,
and just shells.
Literally.
I would have been pissed, rest friend.
Rest friend, literally. And I was like, Ma, this could break the whole machine. Like, I mean, I don't know if it can, right? The little shells, what the fuck are they going to
do? Yeah.
But I was like, Mom, and I even get mad at this, too, because like, I'm like, Mom, don't put my rhinestone teas in the lavadora because I was like, the gems, not only will they fall off, but ahí se van a quedar. Like, they'll be in the machine.
Yeah.
And I did wash them because, like, I know the glue is strong, so it'll hold. But then I let them air dry.
Air dry.
But there are, little couple ones that do fall off. But I'm just like, Mom, whole shells? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so thanks for listening to my story, guys. I found out who else is in this Money in the Bank match. So for the men, it's going to be Butch. It's
okay.
Done.
Yeah.
Completely forgot. This guy's going to be a monster in there. Santos Escobar. It's going to be Ricochet. And then Shinsuke Nakamura's in there.
Oh, shit, okay.
Shinsuke, which that's also going to be good. LA Knight, and then Damian Priest.
You said you have your favorite.
Yeah.
That you want to win this match. Who is it?
I do want LA Knight to win.
LA Knight.
Yeah.
So you're on the LA Knight bandwagon in a good way.
Friend, I've been on the bandwagon since day one.
Okay.
Since he came up to NXT. I think I remember I told you, I was like, who is this guy?
Uh-huh.
And I think someone had told me that he was on Impact before. And I was like, I don't watch Impact. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. And I'm like, oh, this guy's just so cool. And he comes out to like this, like, what is it? This Grand Theft Auto theme song that sounds like it. Like, I think he's really, really cool. And now that he's getting over with the crowd, I'm like, finally, I've been waiting for everyone to catch up with me and my hype for LA Knight. So I really wanted Dominic to be in the match.
Yeah.
I think Dominic winning would be cool. But now I'm thinking they might give it to Damian Priest, you know, have Rhea as champion, have Damian Priest as the Money in the Bank winner. Damian's really good. He's such a good worker. He's worked with Bad Bunny. He's had a couple of our favorites interactions with him. So I think it's cool. But Pete Dunne.
Also
a fucking monster.
Yeah.
So this is going to be cool. And Santos Escobar, LWO.
Yeah.
We still need our LWO shirts, restaurant.
Yes, we do. You're so right. But that's with them a little.
But that's a little something.
Yeah.
Not too crazy. But
no.
Something nice.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited. There's a lot of wrestling that we're going to have to keep up with, restaurant.
True as fuck.
I'm already exhausted, but I'm ready.
No, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
We were talking about this before we started recording, but like all out, we're so ready for
that. Oh my goodness. We're already planning. Mm-hmm. Con que salga Tony, que no va a pasar. Tony, you better not play with us right now.
Don't play with my feelings.
You better not play with us, Tony. Yeah. I'm not even kidding right now. Like, you're already making us go through a lot with CM Punk, and it's like, we need all out.
Okay, so you said it. You said the name.
Yeah.
CM Punk. We have to talk about it before. Last thing that we'll talk about. CM Punk. Collision starts this week and he's main eventing.
Yeah.
And already, I think, you know, we talked a little bit about this too. It's like, well, we should be talking about how AEW has this new show, how it's the return of CM Punk. And again, we are clouded by something that he said in an interview about the Bucks, about Kenny, about Hangman, and about how he's been trying to reach out to lawyers and trying to reach out to them to make amends, but he hasn't been lucky. And what is all of this? I'm so tired of the situation. I mean, I can only, at the end of the day, we don't know what happened. We only know what was said. We weren't there backstage when everything happened. We are not there with them every day to see the continuation of what this is. What the contracts say, what the lawyers are saying. So we can only go off of what we've seen, right? Or what we've read also through like reports.
Yeah.
But man, I'm so let down by this situation.
Me too.
Because CM Punk is our hometown hero, you know. When he debuted, this man was on every single newspaper in Chicago.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, though, the couple matches that he's had in AEW, like, now it's a little tinted.
Yeah.
Because of the situation, which is very unfortunate.
It is.
And I just wish everything was handled so much differently.
Yeah, me too.
Literally, we would have all been okay if nothing would have happened in that press conference. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. My feelings about it, it's like everyone else, I'm ready to move on, right? Of course I am.
Yeah.
Because as a wrestling fan, it did affect the way I was viewing wrestling afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It, just because for years since AEW started, the hype around AEW has been the Young Bucks, right? The Elite.
Yeah.
Right? Because
they created all the company.
Elite wrestling.
Yeah.
AEW wouldn't be here had it not been for them, right?
Yeah.
So there was all this hype around them. I'm a huge fan of theirs. So of course, I'm a fucking mark. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm an Elite mark. So, you know, there's all this hype around them. AEW is doing great. Holy shit, CM Punk is coming back, right? And
which
he hasn't wrestled in years.
CM Punk to come back. That's
right.
Insane.
Huge. We were all on a high. Like, it was great. It was a great fucking time. We were ready for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes out and he does this. And he wants to say, and other people want to say, like, well, you know, like, why is everyone talking shit? But, you know, giving their opinions. No one knows what's going on. Okay, then why was this brought up to us in public? Why did he have to go on the scrum and talk so much shit, right?
Yeah. If he wanted it to remain in private, then he would have kept it private.
And then he talks his shit. There's, you know, rumor sayings that the Bucks went and knocked on his door. There was a brawl. Of course, we're going to have opinions. Of course, we're going to feel some type of way.
Somebody got bit and the dog didn't do any biting.
Exactly. It wasn't the dog biting anyone. Mm. And I don't know. I think it, like you said, it was very unfortunate. It was very unfortunate that us as fans were also having to feel like we were kind of in the middle of it, or like we had to almost had to pick a side, because either you thought what CM Punk did was okay or it wasn't. There was no middle ground. It couldn't
be. And
then
a lot of people were like, okay, well, I'm separating the person from the talent. So they're like, oh, okay, what he did was what he did. But like, I'm still a fan 100%. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it just depends on the person, how you feel about CM Punk, because, you know, you either 1,000% still for him.
Right.
Or you're just like, well, I'll watch him in the ring, but I'm not a fan. Or you're just completely not a fan.
Yeah. And I think it's okay to still be CM Punk's fan. It's fine. No one's going to fucking hate you for it. I think the thing is, can we just stop talking shit?
Yeah.
Can CM Punk fans just also let it go? You know what I mean? Because I'm willing to let it go, first of all, when CM Punk lets it go. When he stops talking his shit, then I'll stop talking my shit. Yeah. Then I'll stop feeling some type of way.
They handled it. Right. But these things keep being brought up.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like if he would have showed up, maybe he still does, you know, he shows up to Collision and opens the show and it's like, hey guys, this is what I got to say.
Yeah.
And then it might be all better. Who knows?
As long as he just quits his shit talking.
Yeah.
Restaurant, I don't know if this has anything to do with ethnicity, culture, pero nosotros como mexicanas cuando vamos a trabajar, ¿qué hacemos? We go to work.
And we shut up.
We do our fucking job, and we get the fuck out of there, and right?
You can talk shit when you get home.
And you can talk shit when you get home, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's not what he's doing. He's taking all his shit to his workplace, and it's affecting other fucking people.
Yeah.
And of course, it just happens to be, you know, my favorite people that, you know, are in the middle of this. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. And I'll say that it has affected me as a fan in a way that I'm like, fuck CM Punk. Even though I was for him, I mean, for so long, I was never really a fan of CM Punk. I was just like, eh, CM Punk is whatever. He was in my hometown hero. I'll say that. But then he comes back and I'm like, okay, this is really, really fucking cool. Being there, I was there when he came back. And that was one of the coolest nights ever.
Yeah.
That was one of the coolest shows I've ever been to. But all of that went down when, you know, all out.
You know, I wasn't watching wrestling, I don't think, when CM Punk left, when he did his famous pipe bomb.
Me neither, the pipe bomb, yeah.
Yeah, which I really wish that I was, because I would have gone to see a little bit more of that journey. But I think the last couple things I remember seeing Punk is he still had long hair. That's when I was watching Punk.
Right, me too.
And when I was like, oh, okay, I think that was like the last thing when he was with that new group, I didn't really watch him. And when he came back, I was like, oh shit, CM Punk. That's crazy, you know. I had heard things before about CM Punk, about being a little problematic. But you're still a fan of CM Punk. Like, this guy's from Chicago. Like, he reps the city so hard, you know. He's got the fucking flag on his trunks. Like, you're going to tell me, like, this man is not proud to be a Chicagoan.
Yeah.
And you're just like, man, I feel that pride of being a Chicagoan too. And like, he's a really successful wrestler. And you're just like, I can, like, that's him. Like, he's here, you know? And it was tainted, you know, the love
that you had for him.
Punk.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, because, you know, you get into also being professional when you grow up, you know, you learn how to handle situations and you're just like, man, I wouldn't have handled it like that. But also, like, we can talk all day about our feelings about CM Punk.
Yeah.
Do I want to? No.
No, like I'm over it. We want to watch wrestling. I'm over it. Yes, yes. I'm over the shadiness. I want Collision to succeed.
Yeah.
I want, of course, right? I want it to be a great show. And I don't want it to feel like I have to pick a side. I don't want it to feel like all the people that are on Collision are people that are against the Elite. Because that's how a lot of people are making it seem like,
the roster split. It's going to be people who are on Collision because CM Punk is going to be the star of Collision. I don't know if that's true. But they're like, oh, it's going to be people who can work with CM Punk and the people who can't work with CM Punk on Dynamite.
Yeah. I don't want it to be like that. I don't want to have to choose sides and I don't want to go to a wrestling show.
And that's so petty.
It is. I don't want to go to a wrestling show and fucking think, when I see FTR, oh, fuck them, because, you know, they're being shady with CM Punk. No, I don't want it to be like that. I want to keep enjoying wrestling and the people that I enjoy watching wrestle. And, of course, I get it. Well, then don't get into the drama. Exactly. Well, they need to stop bringing the drama to us, okay? Mm-hmm. CM Punk needs to shut the fuck up and do what he does best, which is and entertain wrestle. Us on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm over it. I don't need to keep hearing that he's talking shit about people. Like, now he's talking shit about Heyman again at this ESPN interview. And a lot of people are saying, it's like, oh, well, yeah, we all want to move on. I hope we move on. Yeah, well, tell your boy to shut the fuck up.
Tell your boy to move on.
And move on. Yeah. I'm over it. I think this is the last time we would talk about CM Punk and this whole situation.
In this situation.
Yeah. I am open to continue watching him wrestle.
Yeah.
Like I said, as long as he doesn't have to talk shit.
I want to be excited when he comes out, you know, when his music hits and I'm like, oh my God, like, because it did hit different when, you know, when we were still fans of Punk. I don't know
how. Well, especially
we're
being
still
in,
fans of Punk, I guess, but I don't know.
I'm not.
Well,
I can't say I'm not. And not in a petty way either.
Yeah.
It's just that, no, he lost me and it's fine.
It's fine.
Will I still sing his song? Well, it's Cult of Personality. Yeah. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I get it. It's basically his song now.
We were talking about this before. We are Bullet Club Gold for Collision.
Absolutely. I was thinking, though, if I'm at the show and he fucking happens to surprise us and he has this fire, he comes out to this fire.
Listen, I'm going to be so fucking mad.
Man,
because I swear to God.
I'm going
to
look like the biggest CM Punk mark because I'm going to be marking out to that song.
Best friend. When he first debuted in AEW, I was like, okay, that's fine. That's the song. But I never really was a fan of that song.
Yeah.
Fucking This Fire Burns. Oh my God. Best friend, the amount of times. That was like the top five replayed. When I was a child.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that song. I still listen to that song today. And I also think a song going to WWE that I really wish was played more is Randy Orton's theme.
Voices or the other one?
The other one. Where is it? Oh, fuck, what is it? It's like, hey,
nothing you can say. Yeah. I would love for him to bring that song back.
God.
Yes.
And dishes, man, we can talk about the. We're going to have a theme song episode.
Yes.
Because literally that song by Randy, it hits so hard.
It
that
does.
Theme song. So I'm going to feel so bad because I'm not going to be there. But if he comes out Wednesday and.
That's
you know,
true.
Who knows that we might see on Wednesday. We're going to have to see how all this works out because it's going to be very interesting.
It is going
to
be very interesting. Yeah. I mean, the match itself at least, like
I think
CM Punk and FTR. Against,
FTR always delivers.
Exactly. Yeah. Against Bullet Club Gold, which
Ricky,
with Samoa Joe, right?
Yeah,
I thought that this was gonna be you know how they're gonna Bullet Club Gold is gonna have a new member. I thought this is when they were gonna bring out their new member. So when they put Samoa Joe, I'm like, wait a minute, don't tell me Samoa Joe is a new member. But no, he's not.
I saw something on Twitter and someone had a theory about this match and Bullet Club Gold.
Okay.
Which they're like, oh, well, Bullet Club is looking for a new member.
Right.
What if CM Punk turns on FTR and he now leads this new era of Bullet Club? That shit's fucking wild, right?
I cannot see them doing that to Jay White.
That's crazy. Jay White.
It would be crazy for CM Punk to be in a Bullet Club faction, right? But I can see that. I would feel really bad for Jay White.
Mm. We're going to have to talk to Jay. Jay, if you're listening to the podcast, hit us up right after Kenny on our Rest Friends hotline. The number is 1-800-REST-FRIENDS.
Rest Friends.
Oh my God. Oh, all right. What final thoughts, Rest Friend, on everything that we talked about today?
I hope we move on. Let's move on. Let's watch wrestling because I'm fucking ready to. I know we're not the only ones, Rest Friend, that have been feeling a little off with AEW. AEW has been a little bit like, I'm not sure why, because there's been bangers. We've had matches that are bangers, right?
This past Dynamite was amazing.
From the opening to the ending, right?
Some of them, okay.
Right.
But they can't all be amazing.
I mean.
Right. Well, I mean, maybe they can.
They were good.
Yeah.
Which is good enough. Yeah. But I want all of us to enjoy wrestling again. Mm-hmm. No fucking sides. I don't need to go to a wrestling show and fight a CM Punk fan next to me. Mm-hmm. You know? So I just hope we can all get along. And cheer, I'm talking about us out here, though. In the back, that's their business.
In the back, whatever you guys. If you guys hate us, I'm sure they hate fans, too. So,
100%. But if they hate each other, they can keep that to themselves.
Keep it to yourself, please.
Please. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Take that up with HR. That's why y'all have an HR department.
Restaurant, do we have to be HR for them now?
Hire me. I have a little bit of skills.
You have HR skills?
A little bit of mediation skills.
I'm a little wise.
Okay. Well, perfect.
I think that works.
Perfect. That works out. We do unboxing videos, too. We are multitaskers, okay?
I think we're just down to do whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, not whatever, but sort of.
Yeah. All right, we'll end the episode here. Thanks, guys, so much for listening to this episode of the Restaurants Podcast and listening to all our shenanigans. We appreciate it. We're going to have a new episode out this week on our YouTube channel, so be on the lookout for that. I think we're like a couple hours away from that 4,000-hour goal, watch goal that we have, and then we'll be able to get monetized. So I honestly think by the end of the month, we'll be a monetized YouTube channel, Russ Friend. That's crazy.
That is so crazy to think about.
So yeah, Teddy and I just filmed a Funko calendar 14-day unboxing, and we got the cutest little Funkos. Mm-hmm. We're really excited for you guys to see it. So make sure you are on the lookout on our YouTube channel at Rust Friends. And Teddy, where else can our Rust Friends find us?
On our Instagram bio, Twitter bio, we have our Linktree, and you can go on there and we have the link to every single thing. You can also go on linktree.com/restfriends, and that's how you'll find us.
Woo, woo.
But just to make it easier, if you have a Twitter, you have an Instagram, go to our account on our bio, Linktree, and you will find everything that you need on there.
Yep. All right, Rest Friends, thank you so much. We are also getting back to our weekly content. So yes. Every Friday, we're going to be recording episodes, whether they're out that Friday or Saturday. They will be out, okay?
If there's anything you guys want us to cheese mad about, talk about gossip, cheese mad.
Definitely.
By the way, again, reminder, cheese mad equals gossip. Mm-hmm. So if you have anything for us that you want us to talk about, please let us know. We will.
Yeah, send us a DM, add us on Twitter. Like, we will literally talk about it all.
Yeah.
So
anything. You want some advice?
Oh, we're here for that, too.
Anything. We will tell you our shaving routine.
Yes.
Like
our hygiene
routine. Yeah, our everything. Skincare. Our favorite makeup brand.
Yes, we're here for it. Alrighty, Rest Friends. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Perf.